Today, November 16th, is the feast day of the great Queen of Scotland, Queen Margaret. And she's a wonderful, fascinating saint. Let me just turn to the right page here. Okay, she was born in the year 1045, and she was the granddaughter of an English king. She was born in exile, most likely in Hungary, and she got to Scotland because she was on a ship that was blown off course, and they were shipwrecked on the coast of Scotland. And there she was given refuge by the king, King Malcolm III of Scotland. And he fell in love with this young, beautiful Margaret, and they were married in the year 1070. King Malcolm was a good man. He was rather uncultured, had a very fierce temper. But through her example, he became quite holy. They together lived a very virtuous life. They had 8 children. They had 6 sons and 2 daughters. And as a couple, they helped to promote a great deal of reforms in Scotland, primarily church reforms. They also raised the level of the Scottish culture and tried to improve the living conditions of the poor. They founded themselves several churches and monasteries. And of her 8 children, one of them, David, became a saint. He was one of the greatest and holiest Scottish kings to come after her. And then her daughter, Matilda, married King Henry I of England. And her descendants are the present royal family in England. So the present royal family actually has saints back in their history, namely St. Margaret of Scotland. The main thing she was known for was her concern and care for the poor. She gave large sums of money for their care, but she also personally visited them. She didn't just give a donation. She went out personally each day to take care of the sick and to nurse the poor back to health. The one thing they would always do is every day at a meal, they would invite about a dozen poor people to come in and to eat with them. And every day she would go out and wash the feet of usually about 9 poor people as well. So in her own personal life, she lived a life of great prayer and fasting, spiritual reading, especially of sacred scripture. Her husband Malcolm and her oldest son were treacherously killed by foreign enemies in the year 1093 when she was on her deathbed, and she died 4 days after that. So Margaret of Scotland is the patron saint of Scotland. And I think some of the great lessons we can learn from her were, first of all, that she had great wealth and great power, but she used this to help the needy and the poor. She did not selfishly keep it. She generously shared it. And she wouldn't just give a donation. She was actually out there taking care of the poor herself. And the other thing I think we can learn from her life was she realized that the most important thing in life was to become a saint, to get to heaven, to become as holy as God wanted her to be. And so because of that, she also brought her husband into a deeper relationship with the Lord. She prayed every day for her husband. And through her example and her virtue, he himself grew in holiness as well. And then they raised these 8 children also to be very close to God. And what a great example we have here in the life of a queen. I've had the privilege of going to Edinburgh in Scotland, and I've actually prayed in the chapel where she attended daily mass and received communion. They have the communion rail, the altar. She had her own chapel and as a priest, and in this Edinburgh castle, here was the greatest queen of Scotland, attended mass, received communion at that very spot. So what a very holy and saintly queen Scotland has had. And not only did she affect her family in such a positive way, but she affected the whole country in a positive way as well. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Margaret of Scotland. You can venerate it after Mass. The intercession of St. Margaret, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.